Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour inspires you, empowers you, and helps you move forward. Now, I just got back from London, and I got to spend a wonderful few days there with a very dear friend. We went to the theater, we walked around, and one of the coolest things about our trip was that we had the chance to connect with people who had deep knowledge in some very specialized areas, and they were willing to share their perspectives with us. Just fascinating stuff. And so just a few days ago, I was walking with a guide, like a human guide, not a spirit kind of guide, but a human guide, around the east end of London. And this is an area where there's been so much change that it's really difficult to imagine it as it was 100 years ago or 50 years ago or even 5 years ago. And what was so wonderful about having the guide was that he could see and share the history, all the stories that were just below the surface. And if I'd been wandering around on my own, I would have had no idea about the richness of the place, about what it held energetically. And that's true of our spiritual journeys as well. Sometimes we get so involved in what's on the surface that we need a little bit of help, at least I do, a little bit of a nudge to see what's underneath, to remember the richness of our own experience. So I think it's perfect that my guest on today's show is Dr. Meg Blackburn Losey. Now, she is passionate about the way travel can open us up spiritually, help us uncover hidden wisdom and hidden history, and help us move forward on our spiritual journeys. I'll introduce you to Dr. Meg in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? That is the best place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can get the skinny on guests coming up on this show, stream past episodes, and much more. And if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, I would love to connect with you for a private intuitive session. I love to help people who are in transition or who are feeling stuck with spirit-led guidance about their next step. So if that feels right to you, reach out to me, fogcitypsychic.com. And now, psychic and master healer Meg Blackburn Losey, PhD, is the author of Living Out Loud, Touching the Light, The Secret History of Consciousness, the international bestseller, The Children of Now, The Living Light Cards, and much, much more. Dr. Meg's also a contributor to the best-selling anthology, The Mystery of 2012. She is a medical intuitive, the creator of the Touching the Light healing modality, and she offers certification courses. Dr. Meg facilitates group journeys to sacred sites and speaks and lectures worldwide. You can get more information about Dr. Meg and her work at spiritlight.com and touchingthelight.org. Meg, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hey, it's great
great to be back. I love doing your show. Oh, thank you. I love having you on the show. I'm so glad you're here. You're busy now. You do so much as a healer, as a teacher, as an author. What led you to become so involved in all this travel?
Well, it was kind of an interesting, you know, how we find synchronicities in life and one thing leads to the next and the next. Well, it was kind of like that in this regard. You know, I've worked with the masters, these etheric guides that started coming to me, gosh, close to 15 years ago now. And they were teaching me about creation and healing and many of the sciences and, I don't know, so many things I can't even think to name them. And somebody asked me if I would go to Teotihuacan and see about teaching with her. And so, being as how the masters had taught me that the basic building block of everything is the four-sided pyramid, and there in Teo are a series of pyramids, I thought, well, I'm going to check this out. And so I went, and I decided, first of all, that I didn't want to teach with that person, but what I saw on the ground just stunned me. And what I saw was that the ancients really knew about creation and consciousness and that kind of thing, and they had left an indelible record right there in 3D on the ground for us to see and remember who we are, where we come from, and what we're capable of. And that excited me. And so then I started to go to different sites, and the more places that I went to in other countries, Peru, Egypt, England, Scotland, New Zealand, I can't even remember them all. I started to realize that there was a contiguous set of information that had been built and rebuilt over the millennium. And not only that, but they were all built on power areas, you know, where ley lines intersect. Those are the meridians of the earth. And I said, this can't be a coincidence. And so I started to look at, you know, what the masters had taught me, what the ancients had left. And I started to realize just the volumes of information that had been left by them for us, you know, future generations. And I got really excited. And not only that, but also taking people to these places has become a real passion of mine. Because we literally, when we go to these different places, will immerse in the local culture and traditions and ceremonies and, you know, eat their food, practice their ways. And this is not like a wannabe trip. I really know people in all of these places, and we do the real work. And it's just mind-blowing when you take people that every day are in corporate America or from one day to the next don't know what they're going to do or, you know, we get caught up in all of this stuff about life. And then you go to these places and you experience these things, and it really changes your heart. It changes your perception, and it changes your point of view about life and the world in general. And it brings us kind of full circle back to ourselves. And so... You know, I find that really exciting and humbling, and I don't even know the words. There aren't words.
When you say that you looked on the ground and saw three-dimensional information about who we really are, what does that mean? I don't even know how to begin to unpack that. What does that mean?
Well, I ended up writing a book called The Secret History of Consciousness about all of this. And what I mean by what I saw on the ground were pyramids and mathematic formulas like the golden spiral, which has everything to do with the Fibonacci sequence that everybody's talking about these days. I saw arrays of geometry put together in a way that made temples, initiation chambers. Everything was done with precision. And if you take that precision and you apply it to how creation is put together, for instance, all energy moves in a spiral form, and spirals are encompassed in these sites like you wouldn't believe. You know, there are spirals inside of pyramids. The sites are laid out in a spiral format, one temple and then another and then another, or a processional way to a pyramid might be in that same spiral format. you go inside of some temples and the golden mean has been used to where you stand in one place at the very center of the temple and sound does things you can't believe. You know, just things like that, that the scientists have been looking at the angulations and the mathematics and all of that, and they've been so far off for so long. History is backwards. The way that we're taught history is completely backwards. There was a time before us that people existed on this planet, beings of some kind, I'm assuming they were people, and they had an understanding of the stars and the natural way of everything, and they encompass that into their buildings, into their settlements, into their most sacred areas. And they even buried people in the same way. They made sure that people were buried in ways that fit into these geometries, into these spirals, and other aspects of the same thing. So it's a big deal, and it wasn't for nothing, and they knew something that we don't. And when you look at these ancient sites, the reason I say it's backwards is because when you go to them, what you see is that the original sites, the pyramid or Machu Picchu or, you know, some of these other different places, the original site is still in very good condition. It hasn't crumbled. It hasn't fallen down in earthquakes. It might have weathered some, but generally speaking, it's in really good condition. Then any repairs that were made or any additions that were made later are falling apart or have crumbled. And so it really tells you a lot. For instance, Karen, if you go to the Basilica in Mexico City, the original chapel that was built to the Guadalupe, Our Blessed Mother, as she appeared there to Don Diego, there's a lot of churches that have been built around that site. The main basilica church is fairly new in comparison. There have been earthquakes in Mexico City, and every single one of the structures has sunken, is irregular, has angulated from the shaking, or even started to fall down. But yet that original chapel still stands where it was built in excellent condition.
Wow.
The only part of it, yeah, the only parts of that chapel that are having problem are the two additions on either side have been condemned because they're not safe. But the original chapel is perfect. You know, that's just one of hundreds of examples.
Wow. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Nosey after this.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com. Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. She's the author of The Secret History of Consciousness, The Children of Now, The Art of Living Out Loud, and many, many more. She created the Touching the Light healing modality. And we're talking today, among other things, about sacred travel, about hidden history, about the powerful clues that have been left for us about who we really are and what direction we're meant to go in. You can find out more about Meg and her work at spiritlight.com. That's spirit, L-I-T-E.com. So, Meg, when we went to the commercial, I was standing with you in the Basilica in Mexico City, and you were saying to me that the original pieces there have survived, and yet all the things that we've done now to make, quote, improvements or repair, all those things have fallen away. Why is it that the original things here have so much power? Why do they continue and the stuff we try to put on top of it just decays?
Well, you know, my hypothesis is twofold. Number one, the ancients had access to technologies that we still don't know how to use. For instance, in Pumapunka in Bolivia, There are huge megalithic stones that were cut with such precision that you can talk to any professional stonemason and they'll say even today we don't know how to move those, let alone drill them or cut them with such precision. You know, so the same thing with the pyramids in Egypt, the stones at Sacsayhuaman in Peru, the way that these sites were built was so precise and the technology so unknown to us. I'm coming up with some pretty good theories. You may be seeing that soon. But my sense is that there were technologies that were used that maybe weren't even of this world in many of these cases. And so the sites are, for instance, built to withstand earthquakes, built to withstand nature and the seasons and the natural events that could happen. And the other piece of that is, well, it's also twofold. They were built so precisely on energy centers of the planet that, you know, centered on them and actually either use them to amplify energy or are very symbiotic with the planet. So anything else that was added is not precisely in that same location. It's off to the side. It's, you know, whatever. And so it's not utilizing the Earth energy in the same way. So I think it's twofold, but I think that ultimately there was a time when people had an awareness of how to use the energy of the Earth, the energy of the cosmos, energy as a whole to create these places. You know, there's stories, Karen, that Machu Picchu turns to liquid during the time of earthquakes. And that's why it hasn't ever fallen down, that the stone will actually liquefy during the time that it's shaking. Now go figure that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think, Meg, that part of the reason that the things that are in alignment, the things that are on maybe built on the ley lines or are built in sync with that energy, that those stay when the other things fall away, is that kind of a metaphor for how maybe we're supposed to be living or what we are supposed to learn? from these
sites? Yeah, that's a really good perception, and all I can say is what a great way to see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get into their heads really, but I think that you're right. In my greatest sense, these sites were left for later generations. You know, they were left as monuments to us and who we are and what we're capable of. And in that respect, absolutely, I think they're there as a reminder that we are infinite beings and we have infinite possibilities available to us. And since we're hardwired into creation, and without a doubt, I know these sites show us that as well and how that works, since we're hardwired into creation, there's nothing we can't do.
Mm. Does being... I know that you lead groups to go and see some of these sites. You'll be in Bosnia and in Peru this fall and early winter. Is there a way in which being in the energy of these places affects those who go?
Oh, absolutely. You know, any time we're anywhere in any environment, we exchange energy. That's a given, okay? It's a fact, and I've written about that ad nauseum, okay? But what happens when we go to these places, for instance, in Bosnia, which I'm taking a group in September, and I hope your listeners will come with me because it's phenomenal. It's just to give it a little bit of a background, it's a newly discovered valley of pyramids in Wasoko, which is just outside of Sarajevo. And so far, they've discovered 5 pyramids there, and there's a series of tunnels that they're madly excavating, trying to get underneath the major sun pyramid there. But let me tell you this about this site. Inside of the tunnels and on a certain place of the sun pyramid, there are areas that emit ultrasound. There are areas that the negative ions in the air are up to 200 times normal. There is airflow under the ground that no matter where you are in the tunnels, you don't run out of air and the air doesn't get any kind of stale. When you're in these places, particularly the ones that I just talked about, you get so highly tuned up, you can feel like $1 million. I was there last summer and I spent 8 days. It was a god-awful 112 or 14 degrees. I was in a concrete building with no air conditioning, little be known to me when I planned that trip, and it was miserable. I mean, you couldn't sleep. It was so hot. You just couldn't get away from the heat. And so you go up on the pyramid or you go into the tunnel, which was nice and cool, and you spend some time in these particular areas where there are porcelain megaliths that were built up to 32,500 years ago, and they are emitting ultrasound, and then with the negative ions, you get so tuned up, I felt like $1 million for months after I came home just from being in those places. At the same time, places like this, like you might go to the top of the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, or to Machu Picchu, or to Stonehenge, or to, you know, any number of these places, and something happens consciously. When you step into certain places in these sites, all of a sudden you're able to connect consciously in ways that maybe you couldn't in your own backyard, or maybe you haven't found in yourself yet. Something about how these sites operate because of where they're built and how they're built really triggers something inside of us that wakes us up, brings us a different kind of attunement, which we then take home. And we become what I call, you know, laughingly, I call it contagious, because other people feel it and they respond to it. So there's something massively major going on, and it's very positive, by the way. It's not a scary, creepy kind of thing. It's absolutely mind-blowing how good you can feel going to these different sites.
Wow. How can people, we're going to keep talking about this because I'm fascinated. I want to know everything now. But very quickly, we've got about a minute before we go to the break. Dr. Meg, how can people find out about the trip you're leading to Bosnia? How can they get in touch? How can they get all the details? Where do we find that?
Easy. Thanks, Karen. Just go to spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com and click on Dr. Meg's schedule. And everything that you want to know about the trip is there. Now, I will say the trip to Peru, the flyer has a grave price error in it. It's way too high. I misread something, and so I'm going to be changing that in the next couple of days. So don't let that bother you. Check back on that. But the information's correct as far as where we're going and when.
That's the best kind of error to make. I would much rather think I couldn't afford it and then find out that I can than have it be the other way around.
Considerably. Yeah, I screwed up, so just saying.
and it's all good. So all of that information is at spiritlite.com. Click on Dr. Meg's schedule. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We will be right back after this.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. A little Aretha makes everything better, doesn't it? Don't you think? I'm Karen Hager. Oh, don't you? There's so much. When I listen to her, Meg, there's so much power. There's so much passion in her music that it just, I don't dance. It's better for some of us. I think it's better if we just hold very still. But when I listen to Aretha, I get up and dance. So. So there you go. This is my guest, Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. If you are interested in traveling with Dr. Meg to Bosnia or checking out her upcoming trip to Peru, you can get information about that at spiritlite.com, spiritlite.com. Click on the little bit there where it says Dr. Meg's schedule and find out all about it. Now, before the break, we were talking about the way that when people are in these sacred spaces, in these places with hidden history, these places with kind of extra energetic resonance, they start to feel tuned up a bit. And it made me curious to find out from you, places that are traditionally associated with healing, especially like miraculous healing, uh-huh. Is there a connection between those kinds of places and what you're talking about here?
You know, in some cases, absolutely. But generally speaking, if you're talking like in Fatima or, you know, some of these places where miraculous events have happened or appearances, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the answer to the ley line question is, you know, is that a power spot? I'd actually have to research that. But, you know, Karen, I think that, well, I know that what happens when people go to sacred sites, they let their defenses down. And when we let our defenses down and we just let ourselves relax, we're more open to the intentions we've always had. You know, we're more open to the sacred aspects of ourselves. We're more open to the idea of and the reality of our perfection. So I think, you know, I got to thinking about that after we talked on the break. And the reality is that when we go to these places, we see them as something special, and therefore we're willing to experience something special. But that's something we can do in everyday life, too. And that's what we don't realize, that we are all of that no matter where we are.
And just as there are ley lines running through the earth, there are energetic kind of ley lines or meridians, or I don't know what you call them, in our body as well, right?
Yeah, we have a whole system of what we call meridian lines that run through our body, and Chinese have been doing acupuncture medicine on these for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not longer. And but that's only part of our system. You know, our system is comprised of an entire anatomy ethereally. We have grid lines, we have vortices, we have chakras that pull energy up from our pranic tube and distribute the energy out to the meridian lines, which then distribute energy through our bodies. We have etheric bodies that have to do with every aspect of our life, all the way to our soul and back. And, you know, I teach about this, and it's based on my book, Touching the Light, where you can actually learn how to access this stuff multidimensionally. And when we change things energetically in other dimensions, then in this reality, we begin to experience change, whether it's life, whether it's our health, whether it's, you know, how we see things. It's amazing when the medical world can't find what's, quote, wrong with somebody, and then you get into the etheric field and you can find exactly what's causing it, change it, and that person's experience becomes something completely different and all good. So, you know, energy is a very powerful thing, and it's not some mysterious woo-woo kind of thing. It's actually a very real thing that we've been taught not to look at, not to address, because you can't, you know, it's not tangible. So it's hard to prove, it's hard to understand, but slowly science is catching up with us. And what's really cool is, you know, I'm teaching certification courses in Touching the Light. It's a year-long program. And when you graduate from my program, first of all, you've had me for a mentor for the year, which is kind of fun. And you are also absolutely fluent in the etheric anatomy, but you also are fluent in yourself. You learn how to not be afraid anymore. You learn how to access your greater possibilities and your greater being, and it's a lot of fun. And what I see in my classes is, when my students are able to drop their resistance, in other words, their expectations, their fears, their preconceptions, whatever it might be, and they're able to get really present, unbelievable stuff happens both for them and the people on the table. So I've seen it too much to even doubt that energy work is not real. I mean, I can't even imagine thinking that, because I've seen such amazing results. And I think that, in a way, that's what happens when we go to sacred sites, you know. We get into that place. We expect it to be a holy place, and therefore we let ourselves be in our own holy place. And when we do that, and we make that connection, we're so relaxed with it. You know, and I saw that in Scotland in a trip that I had. I actually wrote about it in the end of The Secret History, I think. And everybody, every time, you know, on the bus, they were just... This group was particularly hard to deal with. A lot of personalities, a lot of drama, a lot of stuff. But every time we went to a site, they would drop into this place, and they would, you know, lean up against the stones in the hinges. They would get so still and so present in these places. And I called them all over, and I said, you know, this is what's happening, you know, and this is what you're doing, and this is what I'm witnessing, and it's all beautiful. But what of the rest of the time? You're taking from every place that we go to, but what are you leaving for future generations? What's your intention for your life? Who is it that you mean to be? Be that. You know, leave something in the way of your being for all eternity, for our future generations, because we can't just go and experience what the ancients left without contributing something to the future. So that's kind of how I see things.
Yes. Well, and as we, because we can't help but be contributing something to the future, right? Because we are in charge of our intention. We decide what is it that we want to contribute to the future. How do we want to be changed? Experience is such a powerful teacher and a powerful validation of these things that we can't quite wrap our arms around, the things that aren't quite tangible or quantifiable. Once we have that experience, though, it's necessary to decide how will you use it.
Or and how so I would, will it use you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And my own sense from just having come back from England, which has a lot of energetic resonance for me, part of what that trip did for me was really remind me how we as people in this physical incarnation at this particular time in history are walking on just the tiniest top level of everything. Right? And we think we're so big with our skyscrapers and our monster trucks and our whatever. And we think and honestly, we're walking on the tiniest layer of everything. And we ignore all those layers kind of at our peril.
Well, not only that, but we're hardwired into it. We are part of all of that. And we keep creating things outside of ourselves to prove our greatness, when in fact our greatness exists because we are intricately woven as a part of the greater one. If we didn't exist, it would absolutely implode. That's how important we are. So we don't need to make external representations of ourselves. We need to live big from the inside out.
But that's so much responsibility. It's a lot easier for me just to go and get a better cell phone, right, than it is. You know what I'm saying? That's very difficult.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it as our responsibility is to live our life to the best of our ability, period.
Mm.
You know, there is no must, have to, should, or anything else. The responsibility is to be who we are in spite of everything else, you know, to put that forward in the creation because we have the infinite at our fingertips. Why not call upon it to bring us the kind of life we want? Why not call upon it for healing? Why not call upon it for knowledge? You know, why not call upon it for the greater good and future of humanity? You know, it's all there for us.
And not to let our fear keep us from reaching out.
Well, fear is nothing more than a what if.
Mm-hmm.
I don't choose to live my life on what ifs. I like to know what's happening, you know?
Oh, this is great stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog. My guest is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. You can find out more about her. You can check out her books. The book she mentioned, Touching the Light, is a very good book, by the way. Find out more about all this stuff at spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. And, Meg, you connect with people one-on-one as well. Is that right?
I do. I do private sessions. I do have a bit of a waiting time, although right now it's not as bad as usual. I think we're into August or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really not bad. It's usually 8 months. And anyway, I do private readings. I bring the masters in and let people talk to them. And I also do healing sessions. And all of that is also on spiritlight.com. You can find it there and happy to work with you. In fact, I love working with people. So if I could help you in any way, just order a session and we'll sort it out.
Fantastic. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back with Dr. Meg after this.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm here with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. She is a medical intuitive. She's a teacher. She's an author. She's a speaker. I don't know what all else she is, funny and knowledgeable and all of those things. Together, you can find out about every aspect of her work at spiritlite.com. That's spiritlite.com. Welcome back. We were talking in, I've always thought that we should just kind of record what we talk about during the break and give that out as a supplement for the show. We got talking a little bit during the break, kind of about the role of the spiritual teacher, the role of someone who is giving information out, and then the role of ego in that. As someone who's been teaching and serving and channeling information for so many years, what do you feel like, for those of us who are receiving information, what is our responsibility? What gift can we give? How can we all best serve right now? What do people need to hear?
You know, I think that when somebody takes on the role of a spiritual teacher, which I have embodied and I walk it, you know, I think we have to be careful what we tell people, what we expect of people, and even what we demand of people. And for those of you on the other end of that, I really highly suggest discernment. And what I mean by that is, see if something fits you. Don't just embrace it because somebody said so. Because one of the things that I hear so often that makes me cringe is, I've been told that, and then those people try to go and live that, only it's nothing that even fits their life, and they're so frustrated because they can't find that, and they're just sure they must be that because somebody special told them that. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, no matter if it's something I say or someone else says, be discerning. And, you know, as we open up in our awareness and our ability to know that, wow, there's something going on, then maybe I should look at this. There are a lot of people coming forward with ideas that are great, but there's also a lot of ego involved. And so if somebody says you have to, should, or must, run for the hills. If they say, you know, if this fits and it can work for you, they go there, then maybe, you know, it's worth looking at. I'm just saying be careful about that because it's easy to be misled. We all need something, but nobody can fill those needs. We can only give ourselves what we're willing to give ourselves. Nobody can do that for us. Maybe they could take us in a direction. Maybe they can show us a way to ourselves, but they cannot tell us who we are or what we are, okay? That was my point, Karen, on the break, is that we're all special. We're all important. We're all amazing beings, and we all deserve that in ourselves. So I just wanted to make that point because there's so much out there. You know, I get around a lot, I see a lot, I hear a lot, and I hear a lot of amazing things, and I also hear some things that scare the hell out of me. So, you know, just like to make that point.
Oh, yeah, and I'm thinking about now, as we open ourselves up to spiritual exploration, we're opening ourselves up to new experiences. It's so important. When I work with people, I say, just remember, anything I say to you has to pass the smell test. Does this feel right to you? Does it feel authentic to you? And part of being spiritual seekers, part of wanting to expand, to deepen our connection with the divine, is that we have to know ourselves well enough to sit with, how does this feel for me?
Well, not only that, but aren't we seeking the truth?
Yes.
Then let's go there.
let's
have the courage to know what the truth is, not what somebody says it is.
Yes. Well, and also that maybe although someone can say anything to you, your actions, your truth, your path, that's you. That's yours.
Yep.
To do that.
All of it.
Yep. Not for someone else to tell you exactly what the path is. Absolutely.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up. It's really important to me. I've seen so many people, you know, be hurt in different ways by somebody telling them who they are and what they're supposed to do. And then they can't seem to get there because it was never true. But they're frustrated because they feel like they're letting themselves or that other wise person down, you know. And, that's just not okay.
No, it's not. And I'm glad you and I think, agree pretty strongly on that. No one knows you better than you know yourself, and trust yourself enough to use some discernment, to be discerning. Now, golly, our hour went fast, so I'd like to book you back for a 24-hour marathon of where we just talk for 24 hours. I can't let you go without asking you about the UFOs, because this trip to Peru, in November, has a lot to do with UFOs, and I'd love to know what do you think UFOs are, and what's going on with all this?
Well, you know, it's a real phenomenon. It's not made up. They're absolutely real. They've been coming to us for many, many centuries, if not longer. I think longer. And I you know, my sense is from everything I've heard and researched and experienced myself and otherwise, I think that there are a lot of different reasons why they come, and that's a whole other show in itself. But. On the Peru trip, it's all on a very positive note. There are actually what they call the navigation lines in Peru that are known pathways for UFOs, that are known places where people are contacted in 3D and talked with, experienced different things. And many of those people from that area who are experts and regular contactees are going to be coming together for a conference at Lake Titicaca, and then we're going to actually be following the navigation zones through Peru We'll be in Lake Titicaca, we'll be in Cusco, we'll go to Machu Picchu. And also we're going to end the trip with flying over the Nazca lines, which are a total mystery. So it's going to be a really jam-packed adventure, and I'm looking forward to it. I do want to say again that the price on my on the flyer on my website is really way wrong. It's too high, and I'll be correcting that today or tomorrow. I didn't catch it until I was on the road, and I couldn't get into my web controls from where I was, so I'll be fixing that.
Wonderful. Yeah. And do you feel the message that those who've been contacted, what is the message they're supposed to take away from that?
Well, the message is generally very positive for us to do different things toward a greater outcome for humanity, because humanity has been on a very self-destructive path, and many of the contactees experience messages that show us potential futures and outcomes and then show us what we can do to avoid that. So, you know, I think it's very positive. I think that there are a lot of neighborhoods in creation, and every once in a while somebody will come visit, and, you know, and whether they bring a cake or not, well, who knows. But, I don't take any of this too seriously, as you know, Karen, because it's a lot of it's supposition, a lot of it's very real. And, you know, we make things scary when we don't understand them, but instead I say be curious, ask questions, you know, don't be afraid to check something out. But when you do, be discerning, as Karen and I were talking about.
Wonderful. Meg, thank you so much for being on the show. That flew by, and I love
talking. No kidding.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks to all of the listeners for being here with us.
That's fantastic. That's Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. Please check out what she has to offer at spiritlight.com. That's spirit, LITE.com. If you click on the Dr. Meg's schedule or Dr. Meg's calendar, I can't remember Dr. Meg's schedule, you'll get information about the trips we've been talking about to Bosnia and to Peru. Now, that is all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. If I can be of service to you through a private intuitive session, through classes, through making available archives of past interviews with people, I would love for you to use that resource. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.